Chicago.
I love this place. It's like a clean New York.
It's so nice.
You guys,
we said that at the top of the earlier show. We were like, "This is look at this.
Oh my God,
it's Cameron.
Cameron,
everyone, it's Cameron delivering a martini.
You have gorgeous men to bring drinks. Cameron, I love you.
You guys, this is our second show tonight, and it's just as exciting. We are amped. We are on adrenaline. One of our listeners, Samantha Baez Walton.
Baez.
Samantha lives like next
White
door.
Guy. Yeah. You're in Chicago. You're safe.
Yeah. So Samantha lives next door, and she couldn't be here tonight because she was out traveling. So she was so sad. So she sent us a nice little card. But more importantly, she sent us a bottle of Veuve Clicquot. And we drank it just now. So
champagne!
Aileen. Aileen, could you find me like a little pen? This is the famous Aileen. Ronnie is Aileen. Like, I love she takes center stage. So, yeah, Aileen, could you just find me like a little pen? That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Aileen will be running around all night getting shit.
Yes.
Wiping my face.
There's
Aileen, I love you. I don't know why we haven't been doing this with you the whole time.
I know.
She's like, do you need a drink? You're sober. Do you need a drink? Yes.
I need a pen. Oh, my God.
She knows how dangerous.
Whoa, this is from the audience. Wait, whose pen is this?
Whose pen is it? What's your name?
What's your name? Ellie. This is a pen from Ellie, everyone. Everyone give Ellie a round of applause for having a pen. My favorite part about doing live shows is like baiting the audience. Everyone a pen! It's my favorite.
Hey, how's everybody doing? See, it doesn't work. It doesn't work when you don't mean it.
Did anyone?
I know how you're doing, okay? Feel you.
Was anyone here during the first show? What?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, is that for me too?
That is crazy.
Thank you.
He has a martini, and I think I have that.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Alex.
Thank
everyone give a hand to Alex. Oh, it's from Mandy?
Maggie.
Thank you, Maggie.
How did I hear Alex?
No, she's Alex. The drink is from Maggie.
Oh, from Maggie. Thank you, Maggie.
This is great content.
And Alex.
As they say, this is great content. Thank you. By the way, did everyone notice that we have a Real Housewives of Dallas in the audience? Leanne Locken? Leanne, the mimicker? Yes, she's right there. She's right there. Right near you.
And someone also an extremely hot below deck Nico.
It's Nico.
Yes, Nico.
You guys, look how cute Nico
both
is.
Hot.
He's like,
this is already like 10 times rowdier than the first show already. You guys.
Because now it's 9 o'clock and we're all a little drunk and a little crazy.
Girl.
We got a drink up. We have two ladies in the front. Oh, we've got a message from Aileen. A message incoming from message from Aileen. Yes.
The drinks were from Maggie.
Maggie, where are you, Maggie?
Maggie.
Maggie. All right, well,
I'm gonna
pour myself some Prosecco.
All right, so we've already had so much fun. I told Ben at the start of this, I love you so much, I won't drink for the first show. And that's over. So, still love you. That part is over. And then upstairs, I was like, get me two martinis, just line them up. And he was like, and I was like, you're right. One martini, and then Maggie, girl, it's like creative visualization, you know?
It's good. Basically, newsflash, about 30 minutes from now, it's going to get real sloppy.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, we'll be on to interview time.
Cheers,
by
Ronnie.
Then,
cheers.
Ladies.
Let's have a little toast. Everyone who has a drink, raise your drink.
Cheers,
cheers.
Everybody. Woo! Cheers.
Cheers. By the way, everyone up there, hi.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude.
Speak to the balcony, babe.
By the way, I just want to thank you all for enduring my best Halle Berry moment when I came out on stage being like, oh my God, thank you, thank you. Me? Me?
What if Ben had to like fuck me in prison to get an Oscar like Halle Berry? It's like, Halle girl, you
Anything
deserved
for
it for the
Oscar.
Flintstones.
Anything for an Oscar.
You should have got it for the Flintstones, girl. Had to do that Billy Bob.
Ugh.
Not fair.
So, first things first, we will be doing some sort of like after party after this. We don't know where. There's a bar down the street. We had found a bar. Here, I'll look it up on Yelp.
Put your keys in the bowl.
Everyone's yelling. It's like Price is Right. 300, 400.
You guys, look at this tiny little
Halligan
martini.
Bar. Is Halligan Bar good? Well, guess what? It's the only thing that's close that's open. So we're going to do Halligan Bar after this. They don't know it, but we're coming.
I picked up this martini and got like a little shake, and I was like, oh, I skipped breakfast.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Now, tonight's show will be a recap of The Real Housewives of Dallas.
How fucking good is Real Housewives of Dallas this season? So, yes. Yes. Yes.
So good. So good.
What? Oh, my God. This is going to be a crazy show.
I know. I'm starting to look through my notes like I already don't know what these mean.
I will vamp for you, which is, we said this at the earlier show, so if you're listening to this at home, because this is going to be put on our podcast feed, so I know it'll sound like repetitive, but like we are super psyched to be here in Chicago, because this is a beautiful, beautiful city.
And we also have to say, we love recapping. We know sometimes people from the actual network or shows listen, whatever, who cares? But we don't usually have to do it right in front of them. So,
yeah.
If you're feeling violent, keep it to yourself.
All right.
Ma'am.
Leanne.
Olivia. Keep it to yourself.
Leanne, those hands.
Until you're handed a microphone.
I just had my hands.
My hands.
She'll show you the rings she got in a minute, and it is gorgeous, and it could also fucking kill you from both sides.
We coerced Leanne to come on stage for our last show, so it's only be fair if Leanne comes on later on for you guys too, right? And Nico too. But first...
So my first note is Mark is an asshole. What a dick.
He's stressed.
You are not rich enough to be that homely and that much of a dick. You better be nice.
Yeah.
You can be like one out of the three. You can't be like more than that.
He must.
What an ass.
Yeah, exactly. So we start off at Carrie and Mark's office, and he's all stressed out. And Carrie's like, you know it's bad when we're only having sex one time a day.
Did you ever know somebody growing up, I mean, even as an adult, but especially like when you're in high school, they're like, I'm getting laid all the time. And they were jerking off so much. Like, they all had calluses. Nobody fucking that much wants to admit it because you look like a stupid hoe, right?
Yeah.
Like, you keep it inside. You have shame about it. It's called being an American.
Yes.
For Christ's sake.
Yes.
She's like, I'm working for a living. We get it, Gary. Yeah. And cross your eyes. So here's what bugs me. So they're at the office, and she's pulling away, which she can't. I mean, it's not fair to say uncross your eyes. The Botox builds up. We've seen it. It's the housewives. It's not even cross. It's just like there's one and a half of you up there. She's pulling away at the office, and so Mark's getting all, you know, bitchy. And so he hires somebody else named Carrie with dogs named Biscuit and Gravy.
I didn't even notice that.
The secretary is named Carrie.
Whoa.
And it's spelled different. Am I right?
Well, I think...
You just gave me the end of the episode.
You guys.
I know, exactly. But it's different numerology.
Leanne's getting feisty down there, everyone.
Yes.
This is going to be good.
He slutted it up with that Carrie, right? But this one is K-A-R-I. You guys, I looked at the... What do you call the thing?
Chiron. Chiron. Carrie, it's all too much.
Why isn't there a housewives baby named Chiron?
There will be.
There will
but
be.
Here's the thing. So Carrie decides that she's going to go home early from she works as like his like physician's assistant. So she's going to go home early because she wants to do some yoga. And he's like, maybe you could do some more injectables instead of going to do yoga. Which it was actually pretty, he sounded like really asshole when he did it. But if you actually think about it, could you ever tell your boss you're going to go home early to do yoga?
Well, I love that that's, like, her lie. She's like, well, I'm just saying yoga because I really want to spend time with my daughter. Like, my mom was only an aerobics star in the 80s because she didn't want to spend time with me. It's like, when did things progress to this? Yeah. When did we get here?
So Mark's like, she's going somewhere, freaking bailing on me again. I'll just do all the work myself. I'm like, well, it is your practice, so. It's usually the way it goes, doctor.
She goes, bye, guys. And he goes, bye, guys. And everyone's like, bye, doctor. He's like, not me, her. Her, that bitch is leaving me again.
for some child. It's yours. Oh, yeah.
Do your fucking job, Carrie. I'm killing biscuits. Not my wife, you, Carrie.
Other Carrie. Carrie part three.
Another man baby scene. Travis.
Yeah.
He of the angry face.
So now we're at with Stephanie.
You guys don't like Travis?
Oh, yeah. Where do you guys stand on Travis and Stephanie? Actually,
oh, my God. Travis, I love you and your angry alcoholic face. I love you. I don't care what they say.
Wait, real quick question. In the feud, were you on more on Team Brandy or more Team Stephanie in their feud? Okay. Someone's like, Team Pavement, we don't care. Brandy needs eyebrows, yell someone.
Now, that's not fair because my mom's a ginger. Now, that shit don't just come naturally, okay? Gingers have, like, muscle eyebrows, like, where it like, their muscles and their eyebrows do this, and then just the shadows of the dimple turns it into that. It's not Brandy's fault. My mom got her tattoos, or her eyebrows tatted on.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's pretty hardcore. Well, they now have, like, very advanced eyebrow tatting on technology.
No, this was in, like, the early 90s.
So, either way, Stephanie and her kids and Travis, they all show up at this new crazy house, the pool in the living room or the foyer or whatever room it is. To me, I just see a hazard. I don't think it's right. I'm very practical.
I want to talk about a tweet war. Okay, the Real Housewives of Dallas are crazy on Twitter, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're just like,
yes,
I'm mad at you. Like, you can hear the whisper over the tweet.
Yeah.
So, Cameron made some shitty comp. Because Cameron tends to do that.
I like to write tweets, but they're not the same as birds.
We don't do that.
We don't do that.
We don't do that.
Tea time is not the same as tweet time.
Well, apparently some people are okay with blocking me on Twitter at Stephanie Hollins Vloggin Sturgen Durgen. Or whatever. And she's like, block you. I didn't even, like, what? What are you even talking about? Because Cameron's stupid. And so she didn't know she wasn't blocked on the thing or whatever. So they were getting in this fight. And then Travis jumps in. I was like, aren't you busy acid washing your jeans? Like, how do you have time to be on Twitter? You know? I love drunk ass heckling Leanne. Yeah, yes, girl.
You guys, I'm sorry for everyone who's not at home. Because Leanne is interacting with us, and, like, everyone here at the theater can hear it, but, like, you guys at home are not going to be able to hear it. Leanne is just, like, she's just ready. She's ready to go.
No.
Can we just put her up here? We'll hand her a
wireless. Okay, so Travis goes on to, I didn't mean to say shut up, by the way. Don't stop. Never change.
Don't change, Leanne.
So Travis tweets Cameron, and he's like, you know what makes us different? Well, you have to do it like this because he's got, like, angry pirate face.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what makes us different, Missy? We work for a living. It's not just the zip code. First of all, who brags about working for a living?
That's what a living is. That's what a living is. When you work, it's your living.
Yeah, we all do it. We know it fucking sucks. Why do we watch this shit to escape? Nobody wants to work for a living. What are you bragging about?
By the way, I thought what you were going to say about this Twitter fight is that Cameron was like, oh, I guess Stephanie blocked me. And Stephanie's like, no, I didn't. And she's like, yes, you did. And Stephanie's like, if I blocked you, how are you communicating with me right now? That was funny. I like Stephanie, actually. I do. But I have issue with this house. And by the way, also, they paid $4 million for an electric range. Electric range in the kitchen. I mean, how do you spend $4 million and not even have a gas range?
You see, that's all she was going to say.
Yeah.
She was like, wait. And then she was like, yep, it was about the gas range.
Yeah. You know I'm always going to
say.
Anyway.
So this, I just said the people who don't work win, you know.
Yeah.
So then the kid's like, Black Swan, because every kid needs to be Vicky's grandchild.
Yeah, everyone needs.
Black Swan.
And you know what? The only thing that's better for a child is to have a Black Swan.
But this was amazing that Stephanie really found her, like, feminism, and she was standing up for herself. She stood up to her controlling husband, and she was like, all right, fine. I'll move in here if you let me remodel the whole thing, and you can approve everything. if I do it. Okay. Ah-ha! I was like, yeah, it's like burning your bra in that house.
And then he's like, okay, kids, gather around. By the way, here's the other thing. We're all talking about the pool. The pool sort of seems like a safety hazard when you've got little kids. There's also like a giant fireplace that has nothing in front of it. So and they're all sitting there as a family in between a pool and a blazing fire. And then what does Travis do? He's like, oh, and he pushes Stephanie in the pool. I actually found that to be, it was supposed to be like all fun and games. I actually found that to be a little violent. I was like, I think that's like, did anyone else find that kind of be sort of like not right? Pushing the mom in the pool. She's like, don't do it, don't do it. He's like, ha, we're pushing mom in the pool. I know it was fun and games, but at the same time, I thought it sounded a really fucked up message. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay?
Whoa. This reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I was trying to swim in my living room, and Geraldine Parsons Smith said there was no water in the living room. So to this day, I've never swum in a foyer before, okay?
Hey, Travis, who are you to get me wet? Who are you to get me wet?
Don't. Just don't.
I dare you to try and throw fucking Ramona in a pool, motherfucker.
Ramona's still fighting with the lake in the Hamptons.
Listen, if there was a pool noodle, she'd be all in there. I don't know. I don't know why. Someone at the earlier show, or maybe they're at this show, had a t-shirt that said, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Four times on their t-shirt. Is it here?
You're kidding me? I don't know.
Are you kidding
Clip. Me? Oh, we got some David. We got some t-shirts that say David,
David, David, David.
David.
Oh, yeah.
Clip.
Those girls all have classic t-shirts on. Whew. That whole row.
So... anyway,
so next up, I think, where are we going next? A dance party? Like a cool yachting trip? Because the music's like... I'm like, what is this? And then it's like yoga class. It's like mommy and me yoga class. What the hell? Could you choose some more appropriate music? I was like getting ready to party. I'm like, yeah. It's a key party, man. Yeah. It's about to happen.
Mm-mm, didn't happen. By the way, I also want to mention that ever since we, on the first episode of Dallas, we made a whole big deal about how Carrie has some sort of like spigot over her stove. We're like, what is that? That's only a rich people thing. I see them everywhere now. Everywhere. It's called a pasta arm. They're illegal in West Hollywood.
Oh, it's a pasta arm. You talk in Chicago, and I was like, pass the arm. I was like, Ben, pass the arm, Ben. I'm like, here you go, honey. Pass the arm.
So
oh,
during
gosh.
This yoga.
Cack.
So during the.
It's about to cook out your cack, okay?
So during this yoga scene, Carrie is basically saying how when she was pregnant with Zuri, that Mark was afraid that he was going to lose her to Zuri. And that's been the ongoing narrative of their lives. Which is actually, I mean, it's kind of fucked up. I don't know. I mean, I've never been a parent, so I don't know what these things are, but I think that's kind of crazy.
I love that he's like human resources. He's like, we don't want to lose you.
So this was really cute. But look, you have a husband who's extremely insecure that you're going to be paying more attention to the daughter. So maybe we'll just get matching clothes and have a secret language and know how to do yoga when he doesn't. I was like, why are you wearing matching clothes? This is not helping, you know? Yeah. On Lifetime, you would find out that she's the abuser.
Mark my words.
Mark them. We are not.
I told you
I'm
Brooks
not
was lying ears.
That was a classy Ronnie Caron right there. I'm not touching that at all.
Well, it's not hit abuser. It's emotional abuse. You can joke about that,
wait,
can't
okay,
you?
Okay, never mind. To Mark.
Baby steps. So they did
do you
yoga.
Like I'm like constantly like no we didn't say that.
It's like what me
na 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 everything's great
na 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 wouldn't me na na na
na na. So now
I have
now,
to say that I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay, don't apologize.
You guys, I'm chunky. I'm not hating myself. I'm chunky, but I used to do yoga back in the day.
Yeah.
That bitch does not know how to do yoga. Stop pretending you go into yoga class all the time with your daughter. She couldn't do that back bend tabletop thing.
No.
What do you call that?
Well, no, we saw her last season. She just like had her like leg around her head. I think she was like
no,
keeping it
she
simple.
Was like concave in the middle.
I
don't I
noticed
think
that, but she was keeping it
bend
simple.
That way. She, like, okay, it was a back bend, right? Would you like put your pelvis in the air? What is that called? Back
bridge.
Table.
Bridge.
Oh, bridge.
Table. Bridge. It was a bridge.
It was a bridge that
it was
like
a bridge
this.
Over a table.
I was like, how does your spine even move like that?
I'm actually, I remember last season she did some crazy things. It was one of the whole thing she was showing off her yoga last season. So I think she was just trying to keep it simple for her daughter. Very controversial point.
No, but she was the one who couldn't do it. Her daughter did it fine. It was Carrie who was the concave bridge. It was like a dip.
Well, maybe she was being weighed down by all that sex she was having. So, we are catty tonight. We are catty motherfuckers.
All right. So next up, we come to Leanne's house.
Yes. Leanne.
Now.
And Brandy has come to pick up Leanne for surgery. Brandy.
Are we going to have a boobalicious day?
So we learn.
Brandy's laugh. I love Brandy's laugh.
Okay.
It's like an
old
horn.
I actually do like Brandy's laugh. I do like it.
It's like an old horn in Annie, the movie.
So at this point, Leanne's talking about her doctor. At the end of the previous episode, at the tea time, there was controversy because Leanne's doctor is an OBGYN / plastic surgeon triple board certified. It's very, by the way, could there be anything scarier than like recapping our first Leanne scene directly to Leanne? This is terrifying. I'm like, so then what happens? Leanne was wonderful.
And it's not
Leanne
even
was great.
Just like, oh, Leanne. It's a show where Leanne wears a pretty dress and says some funny things. It's like that episode.
And she's staring us down.
Like, girl, when this started with you making out with your beagle, I knew we were in for a good episode. Thank you for having normal, long dogs. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
They're really cute dogs. And you know I'm a cat person. They're really cute dogs.
So, yes, Randy's there to pick you up or her up for surgery. And she's like, is it going to be a boobalicious day? And Leanne's like, I'll put my courage in my purse and be right out. And I was like, waiting for her to get vodka and Virginia Slims or whatever. She just walked out.
So Leanne's defending her doctor because it's talking about this doctor. And Leanne's like, he handles all my hormones. I'm like, where is the flashback to Leanne slamming a trolley? Leanne, I'm concerned about your hormones. Just saying.
I bet you slapped a trolley, so.
Have you seen the gif of yourself hitting the trolley? It's a great gif. It's out there, yeah.
We've all made it. You know what pisses me off is I'm not even the highest hit gif of that. I feel like I was first. Whatever. I checked my Tumblr. Fuck all of you guys. Fuck you guys for giving the highest hits to reality tease gif.
So it was a good gif. So anyway, now
and then
Leanne
stormed off towards the trash cans, you remember? I was like, why is she
was ready.
Storming towards dumpsters? Like, what's she going to do over there? You're like, I don't even care. I'm going.
I was like playing Rampage again on my NES. Remember game Rampage? Like, climbing the building. So,
charity world is over. Oh, I'm going to the dumpsters.
So then Leanne has now worked herself all up. She's worked herself all up about Carrie and the doctor and all that madness.
Brandy's like, I'm intrigued by your doc being a vagina doctor. And Leanne's like, triple board certified. And she's like,
I have heard of that vagina thing, like where you have the gobbler hanging out.
As we said in the earlier show, we don't know what really vaginas are, so.
I know what the gobbler is. My best impersonation is of the vagina. The vagina. I can't even say it. I'm trying.
Vagina, not to be confused with
I'm trying. Okay, this is my impersonation of a vagina. That's the gobbler right there.
Yeah.
When it falls, like when it's old. That's not it. No offense.
We literally have no idea. But now Brandy has created this idea that there's some. Okay. All right. So Brandy's going to describe it later.
Oh, God.
I'm just like imagining
like
I'm imagining like a rudder on a boat or something like that. Nico knows. He's on below deck. Nico is so cute. So anyway, so now Leanne is all worked up. And now Leanne is now like crouching over the armrest while Brandy's driving. She's like, you know where that dog's gonna get you? Big trouble. And Brandy's like, please, I'm like already like up against her window trying not to drive off the road. The window's fogging up with Leanne's breath.
But this is that she's like, you know what's gonna happen to her if she keeps talking? Big trouble. Okay.
Big trouble.
Kathleen just ran away, and I thought it was Leanne. I was like, really? That's what you're running away from?
Aileen's been killing it.
That is my favorite.
So then we arrive at we arrive at Dr. True, which is almost as good as Dr. Curves in Atlanta. Is his real name Dr. True? His real name is Dr. True.
His legal name is Dr. True.
His last name is True.
No. If I don't believe it, it can't be real. I can't go to someone named Dr. True. It's too positive. I don't like that. It's like, I'm happy. Like people named Happy. They're not happy. Have you ever met a person named Happy who's happy? Yeah, they're miserable, girl. Sorry if anybody's name is Happy.
Your second martini is calling you, Ronnie. That's what the audience
is saying. Oh, God, it's not calling me.
Anyway, like, so Leanne shows up at Dr. True's office, not to be confused with True Value Hardware. Although, similar equipment because he pulls out a level. You guys, I came up with that on the spot just now. I'm so proud of myself. That was the best level joke
I've
ever made.
And I of you. And I of you, sir. So I love, because Leanne's like, a level? I was worried because I thought you had a level. He's like, no, like a level. So yeah. He brings the level over.
I actually don't think that's so bad.
That's bad. That is bad.
Okay, it's bad. It's bad.
Leanne, that man is board certified in kitchen remodeling.
I mean, listen, you don't want your boobs or your picture frames to be uneven. So, you know, do what you got to do. All that. Although what he really should know is that your iPhone already has a level in it. So it does. It's there. It's in the Compass app. Yes, there.
I love that you are like trying to talk Dr. True into believing that you need nipple surgery. You're like, Brandy agrees. Brandy, come on, tell him. Tell him about my nipples. She's like,
I would never say anything like that.
Well, Brandy, I will say this. Brandy was really funny in the way she described it. She said they just pointed directly straight up, like two Hershey's Kisses, right? She was cracking up. Like, that was funny. That was...
I thought it was funny when she was like,
Leanne should keep them as a statement piece. I was like, you know what? I support that. I support a good statement piece, you know? So Leanne just said, when you raise your arms, your nipples go, hey.
It's not a good trend. Things are supposed to be uneven, okay? Like, guys' nuts, they're uneven. They're gross. They're nuts.
Listen.
Like, what do you want from the nuts?
Listen, we're at this point.
Do I need them even? No. If your man's balls don't hang like this, you got a fake one. Like, take him back. Get some real nuts. The real ones are ugly.
Yeah.
And they probably smell like crayons.
Yeah.
Call back Facebook Live.
Brands.
Call
and
back
they're
Facebook
unwrinkled.
Live.
WGN had a story about unwrinkled balls today, according to members of our audience, the earlier show. But listen, we're just like delaying the inevitable, which is that we have to talk about what happened when the doctor, Dr. True, left the room and the camera was just looking at a door and all we had was an audio track of Leanne talking to Brandy.
Okay. We'll get to ask you about this, obviously, when you come up. But
yeah,
one of my general questions about the Housewives. You know you're wearing a microphone. The Housewives started a billion goddamn years ago. And the Real Housewives of Potomac, remember that was our favorite Karen scene. When she's like, oh, yes, darling, whatever. And she leaves and she's like, I'll ruin that whore. What was she saying?
She was like, I'm gonna ruin her for saying that I wasn't the host of that trip. No, I'm not even saying Karen Huger as the best example of a hot mic. I'm going to one of my icons, my personal icons, Countess Luanne de Lesseps, hooking up with a pirate.
Oh yeah, getting caught with the pirate.
Yeah.
But I think she knew her mic was on. She just thought no one knew. Like,
that caused her to break up with Jacques.
Know?
That when she was like
half French,
voulez-vous coucher avec moi, Johnny Depp?
She's like, no one understands my made-up version of French. It's like, yeah, they do. It's like Google translated into blah blah candy cane pirate fucked. Yeah. Whoa! Jacques is like, oh, merde.
By the way, sorry to the people listening at home. I just totally yelled in the microphone. I know people are just like listening like this.
If they don't like that,
apologies.
They already hung up.
You guys know what it's like when we yell into microphones. It's not pretty. So
but you say do it like this.
We try to, the tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap. Oh, yeah, it is time for our tap number.
So now the door is closed. Leanne is naked with her little thing on, and she thinks she is silent and alone. And all of a sudden, we hear Crazy Leanne voice.
You think I could be naked like that in front of Carrie? How much fun do you think she'd make of me then? Why is it so fucking important for Carrie to come after me all the time?
Because
I'm going to do something.
I'm going to do something. She's going to come for me one day, and it isn't going to be pretty. Her husband getting sticks sucked at the roundup. I know the boys who did it! Sorry, people at home. I know the boys who did it.
I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I grew up with a lot of things in my hands, and they're not knives. They're just hands.
But they work quite well. Her hands are small, I know, but they are hers.
I love just the thought of you holding your hands.
Yeah. Holding his fist. It was a deleted scene from Million Dollar Baby.
They work well.
That is going to be a fucking classic.
Leanne, listen, I had to break this to you, but that was a very terrifying moment, and we loved it. We loved it. That was amazing.
And I love even the audience, but especially later when Dandra is like, oh, come on. She was kidding. Come on, that's how she talks.
That's how she says she loves you. Do you know how much I wish my mother would say that she has hands that she's going to use on me?
Do you know how picky gay men are? For them to be just sucking your dick for free in some bar called the Roundup? I mean, that is a compliment.
Gay men don't just suck anyone's dick.
No.
That means they like his styling.
Oh, my God.
He's the real winner in that contest.
We're not going to talk like this in my house.
Straight men get their dick sucked. Gay men get their dick sucked by cool gay men. I don't know. We had so much fun in Cabo, we thought we'd still keep eating Mexican food when we got back. How do you say taquito? I love Cameron. I actually love Cameron.
Goal accomplished.
Do you guys like Cameron? You guys like Cameron? What?
I love Cameron.
I love Cameron. Love Cameron. What? I love her voice. That's all I need.
And I love her, like, mispronunciation of random Spanish words. Even though she'll say it right the first time. She'll be like, I love guacamole. And then she'll be like, can we have some guacamole?
Could we have a chimichanga?
Ridiculous. Someone posted on our page when they were doing Top Chef Texas. Did you mean to be from Texas? When they were doing Top Chef Texas, that she was one of the rich people that they went to the.
When they
wasn't
did
that
the
for biscuits, girl?
No, that was the biscuits was the Charleston season. In the Texas season, there was a challenge they had to do a progressive dinner party. And she was on the Texas season. She was one of the couples. She had, I don't remember, but people say that she was like obsessed with gummy bears and needed some sort of gummy something or another. And you know those chefs are like, Seriously,
Tama?
Okay, so they're cutting back between the two doctor visits, right? It's Leanne. And so every time they cut to Leanne's doctor, he's like, look, I got tacks.
I got a glue gun.
It's like clown music.
Yeah, it's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Things are falling over.
He's like
over.
Riding around in a little
tiny are falling
car.
Over. Like someone gets a pie in the face. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, they were such assholes. They're just cutting in like Lawrence Welk clips, Bernie Hill. Benny Hill, right? I voted for Bernie. I laughed at Benny.
There is, get it right. This was, right, we said this earlier, it was like nothing but boob surgeries on Bravo Monday night. It was out of control.
Girl, it was nipple.
Because Kelly got her boobs done on Monday night on OC, and now we had dueling boob job situations happening on Dallas. That's a lot. It makes me pine for the days of like the vagina waxing. That. Just kidding, never again.
But I loved this one because the patient over at Carrie and Mark's is like, do you have any good drugs? I'm going to feel like Snoop Dogg. So Brandy's like, you want me to pray with you? So over there, they're praying. There's like a little clown car who comes up with the Bible or whatever. It's
like, Lord, please help Leanne's nipples win the Voice, because they're the most talented things ever, and they should be on America's Got Talent. Okay.
Adam Levine turns around his chair.
Gwen Stefani's like,
I could really help you pick out clothes.
Wow, great guest, great judge for The Voice.
I actually felt bad for the...
I was like, there's a period.
Did anyone feel bad for the camera crew that Mark and Carrie hired? Because they're like, you know, they'd normally shoot like corporate videos where they like shoot people at the office, and they're like, today you get to watch surgery. I was like, these poor guys, I mean, just like blood. I would quit. I would quit right then and there. That's a lot of cameras in a surgery, by the way. A promo team and the Bravo cameras.
Yeah. And Mark's like, it's really important that Carrie is here to close these wounds. Otherwise, Snoop Dogg would bleed out on the table from a leaky tit. It's like, okay, drama. And then we cut back over to the other one, and Brandy's like,
I really want to support Leanne, but it's not normal to want to kill people.
That's fair. That's fair. So Carrie, in the middle of all this, we may have the sequence a little bit out of order, but she tells Mark that, oh yeah, by the way, this is going to be my last surgery, by the way. And he's like, did not take it very well.
No, but who does that on camera? And he's so mad that she did it. She's like, well, that boob job went well. So I'm going to spend more time with our daughter. And he's like, she's like, well, it's for our daughter. Like, she went through every single line. And she tells us, I put my eggs in this basket, and it's hard to put that basket down. It's like,
how heavy is the basket? How many eggs are in that basket?
He loads my basket twice a day. Isn't that enough?
Let me go to yoga.
So after these crazy surgeries happen, Leanne is
good doctor music versus clown doctor.
They
music.
Did. They made
Doctor
Drew look crazy. Really is.
I know, but it was.
But
like,
to be fair, they did knock over an IV bag. It was like ER versus Scrubs. It was.
So Mark is such an ass. She's like, I'm going to spend time with our daughter. And he's like, you'll come crawling back in six months. Being a stay-at-home mom, you'll blow your brains out. We've built a machine. People will see this video of you on the web and expect you to be here.
Yes. We are going to get six hits per day, and they're hoping you'll be there.
You did not invent the automobile, sir.
Well, all to right. be fair, I think that was code for you're a real housewife and you're on Bravo, and people are going to come, think that they're going to see you here. But you know what, though? If you're basing your plastic surgery based on hoping to get an autograph, you're going to have a problem. And it's nothing to say about Mark's surgery. It's more about, like, your intent in going into it, you know? Have some respect. Go to L.A. and go to Sir and see the Vanderpump Rules people, okay?
Giant
get some goat cheese balls.
Waiting for
I mean, although, to be fair, I mean, you could see, like, in his mind, he's thinking, you know, you're on TV. This is an asset for the thing. And now all of a sudden you're leaving. This is what could, like, launch us to the next level. So I actually do get it.
Well,
I will be an apologist a little bit.
Thankfully, with plot lines this deep, there are bikini shops in Dallas to talk stuff over deeply.
Yes.
Okay. So we go to a bikini shop.
Oh, wait. Can I just say something before the bikini shop? We went over a little bit the fact that when Leanne woke up, Rich came by to say, like, hello, and how cute is Rich? Your boo is so cute. He's cute.
He's like, you're going to need to teach me how to read these ones, babe. But I love them just the same. He's like, wait a minute, cross the street? No, Rich, come back, focus, Rich. Braille joke, sorry. Okay, so bikini shopping. It's only half blind. I mean, I get that no blind jokes, but half. Come on, you guys. Stop making up new rules at the live show.
So bikini store. Yeah.
So the bikini seller
yes.
talks just like them. They're like, hi,
hi, hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
How's the bikini? It's really good. It's really good. Do you like it? I like it a lot. I wish we could have the bikinis together. Me too. Hi.
That's a lot of hi.
Yeah.
So she's like, welcome to Burr's. You want some champagne? Like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I hope it's terrorism. And it was.
Because they're like, we're going to Mexico, but let me tell you what Leanne told me. She wants to cut Carrie's throat like she's a young coconut full of milk.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
She was naked, and I was like, And I think, yeah. I think if someone were naked and telling me they wanted to, like, you know, kill someone, I think I would also have a similarly confused reaction.
I just like that they're so shocked. It's like, yeah.
Let's meet at the bikini store to talk about the fact that Leanne might be crazy.
Like, hello.
Why are they surprised?
Hello.
Marie still has not come out from under her bed from last season. She's hiding there. Leanne is in the phone. Goes, stay down, bitch. Stay down.
Stay down.
Maria's like. She's like Scooby-Doo getting scared.
Oh, my God.
So she's like, oh, my gosh, she might be crazy. And Stephanie's like, I knew when I told her that she was up to her old tricks that eventually she would listen to me.
Like, wasn't she just trying to convince everybody that she didn't say Leanne was up to her old tricks? Remember
that's
where you
true.
Are.
That's
okay.
True. That's true.
You
also,
chose this lane.
Also, the old tricks, I mean, it was only like 9 months ago. It can't be like, the tricks are not that old. They're like in the same, they're not... The tricks are current. Those are current tricks.
She does do a really funny impression, though.
She does.
She's like, I don't got knives, I got my hand.
She's like, I don't really feel like sharing the fact that she said that Mark gets blowjobs at the gay bar, but I do think that threatening someone's life should be on their radar.
Yes. That is so bizarre. She never brings up the fact that Mark is getting BJ's.
No, I think that's. I actually think that's totally fair. I think if someone's threatening your life, I think it's fair to maybe mention.
Not
it to
Leanne.
Them.
I mean, but to be fair, open with blowjobs. This is Bravo.
To be fair,
lead with the blowjob.
Leanne already told us like 5 times she's gonna stab us to death. So to us, we think it's like her way of hugging us. You know, it's like,
girl, and it was
that's
my
way
mac
of saying
and
I love you. That's corny for I care.
Oh, my God.
Now she says, I want to take you on the salt and pepper shakers. Then you have to be scared.
Brandy's like, I feel in the middle. I think I should tell Carrie. And she's like, see something, say something. I'm like, this is not terrorism. Calm down, you two. So she's like, it's going to hurt Carrie to spread this, but threatening someone's life should be on the radar.
Thanks, Doppler.
By the way.
Brandy.
I have a question. How many people drag their straight husbands and boyfriends who have no idea what's going on? And sisters.
And sisters.
Thank you.
You don't count.
Thank you for enduring this.
You should be one of our people.
Let's give a round of applause to the straight guys who have no idea what's going on and the sisters who got dragged.
Oh my God.
You guys count too. And our fists are full of love for you. What'd you say? Oh, we have a straight man right here in the front.
So sorry, times 4 hours.
We have a VI. We have a straight.
Okay, sir.
And one right behind. We have guys. There are straight guys everywhere. Is this the way the Midwest is?
I know.
Yay, straight people!
Straight people populating the world.
So now it's time to move on to Lori, who
Stephanie's
is Stephanie's life
coach.
In Dallas, you either have a therapist or a life coach. I have both.
I'm like, bitch. All of your family just threw you into a pool.
You need a lifeguard.
Your husband just bought you a goddamn house you didn't want him to buy.
Yeah.
And your husband's yelling at people on Twitter. Like, you lose. Like, find another. Find another. Shop around.
So this Shop is around. Actually, I actually thought this was a generally nice scene because Stephanie was talking about how her son has dyslexia, which, you know, like, that's a thing a lot of people have. And it's, like, very, you know, it's a challenging thing, especially as a child and everything. But the reason why I'm sort of, like, talking about it is because I happened to go onto Twitter last night. And some really, like, there was actually, like, someone who was, like, really nasty who tweeted at Stephanie and said, I'm really sorry your son has dyslexia, but, like, you have, like, a cold, evil heart and you don't, like, and maybe you deserve it. Like, something really, really nasty.
Dyslexia karma.
So, Brandy.
Thank
so
you.
Then I... So then I see this whole thing. Thanks, Alex.
Have you read the Bible? That is not how God gets revenge, okay? He'll flood the world.
So then I see this thing. Brandy goes, Leanne, like, stop using your fake accounts. And then, but here's my favorite. Leanne's tweet is like, in all caps, being like, Brandy, that is not me. That is not me.
You're fighting through your Home Depot review account.
You're like, I just love Twitter. This countertop is better than that dumb bitch.
I love Twitter. All I got to say is I just love Twitter. I love the way these things happen.
Well, this life coach is one of those like Rinna, like, how are you? How are you?
Own it, baby. Own it.
You can have the hair, the Rinna hair. Oh, I have to get warmed up for that before Beverly Hills comes back.
Maybe I'll have another drink of Prosecco. Thank you to whoever got us another drink of Prosecco.
So, yeah, Stephanie's like, well, dyslexia, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's really all that happened, right? Oh, no. So she's like,
you know what? Last year, I focused way too much on Brandy's problems, and then I didn't understand my problems. And so,
and she starts crying. And then the doctor goes, yeah, you know, sometimes we're just thinking of the kids instead of ourselves. It's like, that's your advice? You're a mother! Like, what are you supposed to think of?
You're supposed to think of your children. That's the answer.
I thought the weirdest part was when the life coach then threw Stephanie in the pool. I was like, why? Why? even you.
And they both had metal holes all over their shirts. That was weird. That's weird to me when they both do it.
So here's the important thing. The important thing is that the next scene, we finally get to see Deandra. They're at a shooting range with Carrie and Mark. Which is exciting. Well, you know, she's with Deandra's with Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Jeremy.
Hot Jeremy.
Wow. Wow.
Girl, that man is so cute. And I love all his, like, he's like, look, I'm in Africa. And he's dressed, like, in a straw thing, like a straw skirt. You know all those art pieces?
Hot Al Gore. Like,
This is awkward, but also boner inducing. So thank you, sir.
Deandra's like, I've been shooting since I was 6 or 7. I don't know how to shoot everything. I've been practicing. One day, I'm going to get to shoot my mom. Did I say that out loud? Oh, my God. Because you know that once they started shooting, you know that D was going to come out from around the rocks and be like, just try to shoot me. Just try. They shoot her. She's like, I'm still standing.
Girl, D would just be like. It all bounce right off that Power Me Ma hair and ricochet right back into your goddamn eye. Dan gonna get shot.
She would have one of those Captain America shields, except it'd be like the TV VCR combo. She'd be like, all the guns ricochet off it.
She's like, I'm Captain. You'll get it when you've earned it. Okay. So this scene I call Deandra the marriage therapist. Okay. Now, Deandra is the therapist you need. Like Stephanie. She's going to this girl who's like, how are you? You're right. It's more about you. No, it's not. Okay? Deandra, that's like the Dr. Laura where you're like, my husband cheated and he hates me. And she's like, what'd you do to him? And that's Deandra, and I love it.
Yeah.
Because they're upset and Mark's being the girl, you know? And he's like, well, if he had a gun at home, you'd kill me. And she's like, you'd kill me first. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, whoa! Whoa. It's funny when she said it. Not the same, Mark. And Deandra's like, y'all having problems? Like, you're getting in the way of my fucking shooting, you know? It's like, y'all having problems? And he's like, well, she's irritated with me. Why? And he starts going to the whole thing, and she's like, ugh! Deandra just hates it. That's
she
your therapist.
She
right
cannot
there.
Deal. I love Deandra. I'm honestly, like, I love Deandra. I love Cameron. Of course, love Leanne. I actually think, like, honestly, like, Leanne, Cameron, and Deandra, to me, that's, like, the core of the show. And, like, Brandy and Stephanie and Carrie are fine. But, like, I get so mad when there's an episode and we have to wait, like, 35 minutes before the other three come on screen. I'm like, where are the bitches?
Well, I actually
said
have to
say in a positive way, bitch in a good way.
I actually like all the women on the shows, but I really do love that this season, instead of Brandy just sitting alone on her couch, like, because that was the whole season last year. Every time they showed her, she's like,
"Well,
I'm
the first
sad.
Episode,
I was like, tell it to somebody besides me." You know?
Yeah.
This year, it's just like, have those ginger terrorist children just beat the shit out of her. Every episode, they're like,
"Get in with the pillow."
Stop it.
No, last season, the very first episode, Leanne and Brandy had a fight, and it was so good. I was like, oh, my God, Brandy's hilarious. Leanne's crazy. This is great. Like, Brandy's my new hero. And then Brandy kind of spent the rest of the season being like, poop, red wine, poop, mommy juice. And I was like, it was fine. But I was like, you know, I thought you were going to be a lot bitchier, because we're gay. We like bitchy people. And so, you know, eventually we sort of came to understand the glory of Leanne. And, you know, now this season, Leanne got some playmates in, you know, Deandra and Cameron.
Some playmates.
And, like, we like that. We like that. We're very happy with it.
Leanne and her playmates.
But what's, I know, it sounds very suggestive. But, so anyway, back to this shooting scene. Everyone's like, what? This is what happened. We have
it's
cocktails.
Like, well, who hurt you? Brandy FaceTimes Carrie on range. So it's like, boop, boop, boop. She's like,
hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? I have to tell you something very important. Leanne's gonna murder you. Backpack. It's a backpack by a trash can. It's gonna
Red
go off.
It's like, whoa,
Red
whoa.
Rum.
Grr. So Carrie's like, really? Seriously? She's gonna kill me. I have to deal with this on the shooting range. I'm like, you're holding a gun.
Yeah.
Like, what are you afraid of? You're literally holding a gun right now.
We should also mention the fact that Carrie hit the target and Mark could not hit the target, and he was getting so mad. There is justice in this world. And he's a surgeon. He's a surgeon. Precision my ass.
Last year, she made fun of how I got my husband, and this year, it's about stabbing me.
So Deandra's like, oh, that's not real. That's not real.
What?
She wants to kill you.
She was kidding.
No, she's kidding.
What? Slitting your throat. I mean, it's a joke. What's just Leanne?
Could you sell my dresses on eBay, though? Could you do that? Keaton let the whole thing on there. He drove off in his muscle car.
Oh, my
God. She pops off. That's what she does. That's Leanne.
She does. Was she on drugs? Did she take a drug? Probably. She probably did. And Carrie's like,
did she swing an axe at you? That's what she does. She'll just chop. She got a finger of yours because she does that. That means she loves you. That's what she does. That's what she does.
She could pluck out one of your eyes, but she would take you to Dr. True. Do not do this in my house. We are not doing this in my house.
Some more shooting. Also, duh, Carrie has shot before. No one cross-eyed just hits a target the first time. Okay? That takes practice. Stop ooing.
Oh,
you know
God.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
You too. What, now it's for the cross-eyed people?
You know,
come
I'm
on! Make me feel like Trump over some cross-eyed jokes. Come on, you guys.
They're fine people on both sides of the cross-eyed.
Those cross-eyed people.
So anyway.
I know, it's how I get laid. You know, they all think I'm twins.
Oh, my God.
So stupid. So Stephanie and her assistant. Okay, so Stephanie's with her kids, right? And her assistant, Tor. Is that the kid's name? Or the assistant's name, Tor?
Tori.
Oh, that makes more sense. Thank you. Like, Tor. It's like an
Ronnie had, like, a beer bottle in front of
site.
His TV. He's like, oh, yeah. Well, I guess the word ends there. There's a beer bottle in the way. I guess it's Tor. I could move my head to the left a little bit, but
you know I
just go
I
Tor.
Don't drink beer. Sir, it's like Tory. Drinking a sandwich.
Wait, this scene was actually not. I mean, this was like a whatever scene. It was nice. But
it
she
was
working
but
with
I just thought, oh my God, you have an assistant reading to your children, and she's reading backwards. Like, it makes no sense. She's like, God, the dog rolled around the grass. Stop gaslighting the child, assistant.
I somehow missed that. I don't know what happened. I don't know. But anyway, Stephanie worked with her kid with the alphabet, which was nice. It was cute. It was nice. It was sweet.
Yeah, they did. But then they were doing the letter thing, right? So she's like, I'm going to do letter things to help Cruz.
I'm just already.
It's okay. Ben is no part of this, okay? Tell everybody
I just know this
from
is going
New
in
York
a bad
Times,
place quickly.
Tell people on the Pulitzer board that Ben had nothing to do with this.
That's right.
Look, all I'm saying is that she's like, oh my God, you read things backwards. Okay, let's play with letters. So she'll hold up a thing, and it's an A, you know? And he's like, I don't know. And she's like, it's an A. I don't think that's dyslexia. Is it? Dyslexia
anyway,
is when
so then we go to Mexico.
Jumbled in your brain. It's not that you can't see what a letter. I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm saying I literally think it's the wrong disease.
This is what we call
been diagnosed.
Send all hate. Send all hate. I love it. It's like,
you
guys, let's take a stand.
It's the wrong disease. I'm trying to help
not,
the kid.
It's not the wrong disease, Ronnie. It's not the wrong disease.
It wasn't words. Letters in an order. That
Roddy, trust me
I've
on
said
this.
My piece. I'll trust you. I'm wrong 90% of the time. I know.
I know.
I know.
Dyslexics. I know. It's.
I said my piece.
This is what happens
send
all the time.
Send it over to RonnieKaram@gmail.com.
This is. Anywho.
Thank you, my 10% of bitches up in this room. Yes, bitches.
But you know what, though? You know what, though?
I was just saying. I don't think that's the thing.
But you know what, though? This is why I love Ronnie, because he will just, he'll say what's on his mind, and that's what we need.
Girl, I have so much crossed out in here. There's so much that I filtered.
Anyway, here's the fun part. So now it's time to go to Mexico, because it's time for the cast trip already, all right? So everyone's going to go up to Mexico. Leanne, she gets herself all taped up, because her boobs are all, like, still healing. She's like, it's forward, tits forward. With a leveler. Wait, people were talking about a compact in your chat.
Oh, Brandy says that later.
You know, we'll ask you. When you come up
ixnay,
on stage, we'll ask
that. On the Nixnay.
Yeah.
Pick Latin, all right? Tell your friends. I know it.
So Cameron is
so
going
Cameron's
through an existential
like,
crisis right now.
Yeah.
Cameron is like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because Mexico is going to ruin my furry bag.
Mexico's going to ruin my suitcase. Does Mexico not get blamed for enough? Like, they're being dogpiled. Can we just leave Mexico out of it?
I know, seriously.
Can't, please.
This is why I liked flying private. Because I'm private, I could take my furry bag. But on commercial, I can't. I get that. But, bitch, don't get a furry bag. Don't get a bag that can't get thrown around by Ashley from Southern Charm Savannah.
And her husband, Court, tells her nobody's ever going to take you seriously in those big, gigantic, like, glasses you're wearing. She's like, good. I don't want them to take me seriously. Okay? Ever.
What he doesn't know is that I'm already taking them seriously. I've given them all the power, so now they think they have the control.
And Brandy's like, ow, 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 ow.
Because the kids are just fucking beating her when we go to Brandy's house.
Like shooting BBs at her from behind the couch. It's like, ow, man. All right, so Jerry and Dandra. Jerry's like, hey, great news, babe. Keaton has got a job at Lowe's. He has landed. He's going to be great.
Is Lowe's going to eBay my dresses? Is Lowe's going to do that? I don't think so. Can he put Lowe's in a little container? I don't think so. Is Lowe's made with snow algae? I don't think so.
He's like, look, it's Lowe's. It's what I've been praying for. And I was like, really?
That's the first time I've ever heard her parents say that. He's working at Lowe's. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He doesn't really hit highs.
I put code for working as Leanne's weapons procurer. Now, that's a job. So Carrie and Mark. Mark is like, what is wrong with this crazy girl? Just kidding. New voice. Temporary voice. Avoid her. If you need me, I'll be at the roundup. She's like, God, boys night. Man, those boys. So airport, blah, 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 airport.
Yeah, everyone's like hugging and saying hi at the airport. Everyone thinks that they're all happy. Leanne did something in the window, like did a stick her tongue out or whatever.
She's like, I'm not coming.
Oh, sorry. Did you see me aim my face over there?
You did
my
aim it.
My tongue is so big.
No, now we're bonded.
Sorry,
by
babe.
Saliva. No, it's okay.
Six
it's
years,
okay.
You deserve a little.
I wouldn't want anyone else's saliva on my forehead.
Oh, babe.
Yeah. Aw. Can you believe we've been doing this for 5 years? Is that crazy?
Almost six.
5.5 years, over 500 episodes. Tell all your friends who don't listen. Oh, I have to give a shout out. Because last night when I was taking an Uber from the airport, and my driver Juan, his wife is a huge Housewives fan. So I told her, listen to the podcast. And what's even more important is that then I was so excited by all this, I just got right out of the Uber and I left my laptop and all my shit in the Uber. And I was freaking out. And then Juan drove all the way up from the Chicago South Side to deliver all my shit, including these notes. These notes. So to Juan and his Bravo loving wife, thank you. I'll tell you one thing. You know what show they love? Below Deck, Nico.
Nico.
He was trying to play it all cool. He was like, yeah, I stopped watching those shows. Oh, yeah, Below Deck. That's a good show. Yeah, yeah.
Nico just collecting pussy.
Everywhere.
Some people collect coins. It's like, yes, yes, thank you, yes. Like tithing, yes, yes, I will, thank you.
Nico Basket.
So they have all these airplane cams, you know. So I don't know who was saying this, but someone's like, Leanne, are you going to behave? And you're like, uh-huh. Deandra, she's like, why did airport security find liquid nails in your carry-on, young lady? Like, what?
You know that there was like someone in coach looking out over the wing of the airplane and seeing like Leanne dismantling something. They're like, there's someone out there on the wing, I swear. It's a Twilight Zone reference, classic episode.
I just wanted to remodel Carrie's face.
Surely you can't be serious.
And then
airplane, anyone?
They're like, ladies, are we going to have fun? And Cameron's like, We plan on having fun. Cut to next week, Cameron crying when someone hits her with the dildo.
I speak jive. So
Brandy's already asleep.
I'm just
going to
make airplane references while I can, you know?
So at the hotel, okay, this is one part where you guys need a Ramona, okay? Yeah. There's a bees.
This was weird. Bees. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you, Ronnie.
There's a bees of every Housewives show.
Oh, Leanne says they did have a Ramona
okay,
moment.
We need to write this stuff down.
Okay.
Will you remember what we're supposed to ask you?
Okay, yeah.
Girl, are we on the same drunk-ass page?
So, well, as far as we could see as the viewers, they all arrived in this presidential suite, and they were all like, okay, which room does everyone want? Well, why don't you two go there, and you two go there,
yeah.
And you two go there. Great.
The presidential suite. What a great place to have a confrontation about blowjobs.
By the way, I think this is very important. Leanne, I want you to take this back to all your castmates because I'm hoping there will be a third season. Next time you guys have a vacation, watch every single vacation from Real Housewives of New York because they vacation. You don't have to get naked. You don't have to get naked. But what you have to do is you guys have to fight over some stupid ass shit. Like, because do you remember even Dorinda this last episode? Dorinda, this woman, she came in, she got drunk, she stabbed herself in the fucking hand. That's dedication to the craft. That's dedication to the craft.
Well, we didn't get to see the whole thing. Hopefully it's like a three episode.
Yeah, we are only at the beginning of the vacation. We know there'll
be
more
stuff. I just mean the room picking. Like, we're sharing a room, okay? So we get this one. Look at the tub, okay? Like,
What is this? It's like free-for-all or something like that? Like, what's going on? Like, I'll say I can't. Like, I'll say, like, if you choose a room for me, all right, I'm going to be, like, down on the ground. I'll just, like, kill me right now. Kill me right now with the door key. I literally can't.
Like, seriously, this is what we're going to do is fucking bullshit. I'll fucking kill myself. I'll fucking kill all of you. I don't care. I don't give a shit. What are you, 50?
Where's my skinny girl dildo?
70? What are you? Aileen gave me skinny girl lip balm today. So thank you to Aileen, Shanna. So let's see. Carrie, of course, is even trying to convince Cameron that her sex drive works. I'm like, Cameron don't care. Cameron does not want to hear about your vagina, okay?
Yeah,
She doesn't. Hey, so we're going to spend time together? That's great, because I sleep naked. So if you need pajamas, I mean, I normally sleep naked. She's like,
Cameron has like a classic mean girl response. Oh, you're one of those girls. I know you guys said you don't like her, but to me, this is like why I like bow down to Cameron. I love this shit. Y'all will see. Y'all will come around.
I am just pretending to be dumb.
Yeah.
So Carrie tells the girls Leanne gossip. Okay, so then we have inside is Leanne thinking, I've made up with everybody. We had tea. there was a gavel with some Hobby Lobby diamonds on it or whatever. Like, when a glue gun has entered a party, we're all friends. We all know what it's like to make a mistake, you know. Hi.
Hi, people on the second floor.
We all get it. So hi, she's like, we're friends, right? And Dandra's like, are you going to hit anybody?
Nope.
You going to cut anybody?
Nope.
You going to flick anybody?
Nope.
Sandpaper?
Nope.
Barbells?
Nope.
Knives?
Nope.
Sharpened pencils?
Nope.
Tripping? Tripping? Will you trip anybody?
All right, no.
What about her what?
Her hands.
She doesn't know about that part yet.
She knows
Dandra,
how to use
them. Dandra is still on the old weapons, girl.
She's like, on let me talk. I love what Dandra already does, like a preemptive let me talk. Like, Leanne wasn't even opening her mouth. She's like, let me talk, mother, let me talk. You guys have a very acrimonious relationship, okay?
Yeah.
It's almost as if you proposed to put your relationship in a tube and she wants it in a tub. It's very acrimonious, okay?
I love Dandra when she just fucking loses it. She's like,
how dare you? We will not. Do you understand me?
Whoa. We will not. So, yeah, so meanwhile, the rest of the girls are all in, like, this hot tub area, and they're just sort of talking, and this is where Carrie and they're, like, they're all, like, just gossiping at this point.
Because Brandy's telling the terrorist story, you know? She's like, well, we were in the doctor, and she said she was going to blow herself up on her face or whatever. And Cameron's like, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like her. We had dessert together.
And we're getting, like, back-to-back, like, footage of Leanne and Carrie. They're both saying, listen, I've been going out of my way to be nice to her. Both of them are saying
Carrie,
this.
All I said was OBGYN. Like, oh. Well, I mean, can vaginas be doctors? Guys, can we stop limiting vaginas as a group? Vaginas can be doctors as well.
So now, yeah, so basically, yeah,
so
Cameron's feeling
start,
a certain
she's
sort of
like, I've gone out of my way. And Leanne's like, I have tried everything with Carrie. Like, you are both liars. And I cannot wait to see you roll around on the ground, okay? So then Brandy does kind of a good imitation. And Cameron's like, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
Cameron hadn't met that. Right? Oh, girl.
I
next
don't
season.
Feel,
girl,
I
all
don't
these first
feel
seasons. They'll try next year. Watch. That bitch will try next year. She'll try.
So
oh, yeah, she will.
Next week on Dallas, Brandy chases Cameron around with the brown. Yeah, that's all. I think. Then we're all making fun of how Leanne's doctor told her to put a compact between her boobs. I had no idea what was going on at that point. I just knew they were just being shady. And I was like, this is great. I want a big old shady.
Well, Dandra's like, why do you two, you and Carrie, why do you hate each other? And she's like, it's guttural. And then she goes, let it run off your back like rain runs off my mom's Aquanet helmet. Just let it run off. I will not have this in my presidential suite.
Can you put this on eBay for me? Thanks.
So now's where we get to putting your compact on your nipples.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Why shouldn't a nipple look at itself? But I don't know how boobs work either. I mean, I have mine.
I was confused. I thought they were referencing an old computer from the 80s at first. So I was like, huh?
So next week, oh my God, Cameron gets hit with a dildo. I mean, whoever does that?
Is
who does that?
You need to know
who
about
does
that?
It? Is it Cameron? Who
no, it's Brandy. Brandy's chasing around.
I mean, like,
all
you can
I
never
have to
truly
say,
hate Brandy,
all I have to
right?
say is that, like, every episode of Dallas so far this season, I have loved. I think it's super funny. You've got a perfect mix of, like, the entire cast is really strong right now, and you're all funny, and you're all fighting in just the way we like you to fight, and I hope everyone is watching this year because it's great.
Now, that brings us to the end of that recap,
but not the end of this motherfucking show.
No.
So,
we got two microphones up here.
At long last, darling, please help us welcome Nico Soli and Leanne Locken.
And Leanne Locken.
Hello.
Like the wired.
Oh, I got it, babe. We have wireless. I love you.
Whatever you want, man. Whatever.
Oh my, no, no, no. I like you in the center.
And so you know, my nipples face forward now, like my pretty eyes.
But you know what?
Can we, by the way, give a shout out to all the people who are watching on Facebook Live right now? We didn't do it at the last show, but they're all watching.
Hey, guys!
There's like a Barbara Walters filter on it right now.
Woohoo! Oh, I love a good Barbara Walters
filter. What up, Chicago?
Yeah!
My hometown, I love you.
Nico is actually a Chicagoan.
Woo! All that did was just increase your phone book.
By the way, so... love Below Deck. I was slow to come around.
Wait. You love Below Deck, the TV show, or you just love to be Below Deck?
All of the above.
Well,
okay.
All of the above.
Who wouldn't love to be Below Deck?
Just saying.
It's going to get crazy. Listen, it's the 9 p.m. show. Everything goes crazy.
Who's feeling good?
Woo!
You see, you did it. Damn you. You know how to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
How's everybody doing? They're like, you're dumb. And he's like, how's everyone doing? They're like, wee!
Yeah.
Ronnie, you're just pissed they didn't throw undies at you.
So Tristan, Nico, I see you have a bracelet right there. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
It's a band.
Basically, my family has started the Tristan Scott Foundation to raise awareness and also to, most importantly, help families out there going through the same situation as our family. Not to put a damper on the night, but I lost my younger brother almost a year ago, and so now we're raising awareness, also helping families. So it's
awesome.
A great thing.
Yes.
It's Chicago-based.
Where can they go? If people want to donate to it, where can they go?
TristanScottFoundation.org. And we're all Chicago-based. We do a lot of events out here, as well as we're working on a lot of different things. So
good for you.
Good. Yes.
Good for you.
Yes. Nice. Yes to Nico and his family.
Love that.
Now let's talk about Shady Bitches.
I like
that Brandy.
Better.
Okay.
Okay, so
we're talking shit tonight.
What?
I
could be shady for a minute.
Okay, so
I gotta get up at 4 a.m. Give me a break.
We just met, and I think it's longer than a minute.
Yeah. It is.
Listen, you know, this is what we always say our podcast is about. It's about trying to, like, capture that feeling of watching these shows with your friends. And, like, we know that, like, you know, who you guys may be in real life is probably different than what we see on TV or a different version.
We're just here to
respond to what we see on TV.
No, I'm a total bitch.
Not one of them.
I'm a total bitch.
No, you're not.
Total.
You're an angel. You're a bitch.
Oh,
you're a nutcase.
So
you're
nice.
Sane.
She's
we're
a
all
bitch.
Fucking
He's just scared of me because
being.
My hands are up here.
With an engagement ring. Engagement ring.
So I have engagement ring.
The first audience, got to see it now. The second audience. All right, so can we talk about what was going on in that room with the hands and the knives and the?
Dude, I took a Xanax before I even left my house.
Hands up emoji.
Her hand was empty when it pulled out. She had a ring on it.
It's true. So yeah, the truth is. Guys, I was going to surgery. I'm like the biggest, you can ask my mini-me, I'm the biggest control freak. And I know they said I could say fucking, but whatever. So
that is
I'm
your mini-me, by the way.
Biggest control Taylor. Freak on the planet. So basically, I'm going to be unconscious and putting my life into someone else's hands. And I'm like, fuck that.
Right.
That's some fucked up shit. You better drug my ass to get me.
Yeah,
there.
Get me down.
I'm
girl.
Just saying.
Don't get me kind of
you
fucked
better
up. You
put
better
the fucking bull down.
Yeah.
Like
a
horse. The same way.
Because this bull has horns, and if I wake up some mid shit, you gonna get stabbed.
You don't want
put the horns in
up.
The right place.
That's like.
You need.
Wasn't that like the plot of Lucy? Wasn't that like Scarlett Johansson woke up like mid surgery was like.
Yeah.
You're Lucy. You're basically Lucy.
I'll take Lucy. Better than Ethel.
Yeah.
But wait, hold on.
Yes.
But Leanne.
Ask me.
Listen,
yeah.
I mean
Bring
Xanax,
it, baby.
Okay. No. I'm not attacking. I'm just saying. Xanax, yes. But did you take that when you left your damn house at 5 in the morning? Because
yes.
That and the you did?
Yeah, fuck yes.
Well, I mean, look, I understand breakfast, but.
Dude,
because that's
me
when you were like,
you.
Well, she better watch out.
No. Okay. Because you know what that was about?
Should
so
I
let me explain
these two,
that.
Or am I
so,
good to back up?
Hold on. So I want to explain that comment.
No,
so
yeah.
I know.
But serious.
So
I'm not attacking,
here's the
just
deal.
Asking.
So I took drugs that morning, and then the whole way there, Brandy was reminding me that Carrie literally called her on the phone and said, "Your surgeon has killed someone."
Oh, that's right.
We
didn't talk
table.
About that. Yeah.
Oh my
like,
god.
Like, are you motherfucking kidding my ass?
Excuse
like,
me.
Seriously.
That is Dr. False.
So I'm thinking, I'm like thinking, okay. So she dogged, and this will come out soon enough. How many doctors she's dogged? But she so mm-hmm. Brandy is saying that to me, and I'm like, what a
fucking bitch. Okay. Oh yeah. Cut fitness. Because on this show, we say cut
so
fitness.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
so wait.
Cut
okay.
Fitness. We say
so
cut fitness.
Okay. Cut fitness. So I'm thinking in my mind, how can you say that a doctor has killed someone on the table and not fucking get sued?
But also, like, was it for nipple moving around?
No,
like,
it was
how did he kill them?
To me, like, it was completely around. About, like, when she said that in the car, I was like, she better shut the F up or she is going to get sued and her husband's going to get sued. You can't say shit like that about a fucking doctor and not get sued in Dallas, Texas.
I mean,
when in Dallas.
That's the truth. That's a God's honest truth.
Can you tell us what the Roadhouse is?
You mean the Roundhouse?
Roundhouse.
Patrick Swayze movie.
Roundhouse. Baby, it's the round up.
Close up. Roundhouse. Roundhouse getting
round
serious.
Up.
Round up. Round up.
Yeah, it's on Cedar Springs. It's good.
So what was the deal with the hat? Okay. When you saw that on camera that you had said that, what were you thinking?
I'm right. thinking, should have kept your mouth shut. Damn, lock in, shut
okay,
the fuck up.
So you guys really did, feel like that was real, right, your friendship. So the story when you told, when she said, like,
I was nervous about Leanne, but then it was my birthday and I saw her outside and she said hi, now we're friends.
So is that true? Like, you just ran into her at her birthday and then you became
so
friends again?
So I ran into her for her birthday over the summer. And then...
Where was it?
While at Hotel Zaza. Know the owner?
Oh, very good.
Hotel Zaza in the house.
Happy to share the chef with you, Dan Landsberg.
Zaza
Dan Landsberg.
Good friend. Anywho, sir. So yeah, I ran into her. And then what she sees, she's like, we only saw each other one time over the summer. I'm like, bitch, how many motherfucking phone calls did I take from your ass? Crying on the phone. Stephanie's mm-hmm. going to do this. Travis is going to do that. Oh, my God. I don't know. Jailbait. I don't think I want to do it again. And I'm thinking it's real. So I'm thinking, I got to help you. How do I
phone,
help you?
Phone is more real than in
than
real life.
Meeting.
Because my best friend, Aileen, who's here, we've been friends for 24 years. Even when we lived
She's
in
right
New
there.
York together, she lived in the Bronx, and I lived in Staten
you
Island,
the
street,
the
whatever. We still talk 6 hours a damn week, and if we don't, it's trouble.
Okay.
Real people, they can see it on your face when you're lying or you're smoking or whatever, you know. Talking on the phone is more important, I feel like.
And I will tell you, I am happy for the reunion to pull up all the records of the phone calls.
Stay tuned.
I know.
Stay tuned for the reunion.
BTW, I didn't trust that hoe, so I might have recorded some phone calls during season.
Oh, drop the mic.
Do not speak to me if I am calling you from a Skype number.
You've heard it here for the
first
time and watching.
Just
saying.
Oh my God.
All right, what is your app?
Bitch gonna pay.
Better watch the fuck
you
out.
You can mess with a lot of people in Texas, but when you mess with me,
you get the
so
horns,
sorry.
Baby. Leanne did not come to play. She's not a mimicker.
No.
Am I what?
For sure, the world's over.
You know why I don't need to mimic just anybody? Because I'm a motherfucking original.
OG, baby.
Okay.
Wait,
so
I have a question about. So Brandy tweeted something where she said.
Oh, I know. Bravo wanted to fire me and she saved my job.
Yeah, that she was the only one that would be willing to film with you.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
That's why she holds the center star this season and not me.
I love
Watch
Leanne
out
Locken.
Everybody.
I love how
saying.
Petty. I love
oh
how
no.
petty.
The best part is she actually texted a good friend of mine who, because I happen to know all the media in Dallas, because guess what? I do philanthropic work nonstop. So I know everybody. So she texted
Charity.
Y'all gonna love this shit. She texted a good friend of mine in the media and was like, oh, Leanne has no storyline. I hosted my solo trip to
Memphis. Did you see Big Tex behind me while I was getting engaged?
I'm sorry. I just want to say something. This is actually not anything to be shitty about, Brandy, but like, I firmly believe the reason why you guys got a second season is because of you. And I'm not even saying that because you're here. We've said it millions of times on our
who's
podcast.
Who's here and who isn't here?
But I'm well.
It's Nico. Nico, speak the truth.
Nico's so sweet.
Sorry about that.
How cute is Nico? I mean, seriously.
Seriously.
We're just gonna keep saying that over and over.
Who thinks Nico should take his top off?
Oh, that is sexual
harassment. Wait. Press it. So
look,
Nico,
how dirty everybody got.
Nico,
everything I said, they're
well,
like,
I have to admit,
during
well,
the Roddy,
season
you're
of below,
questioning dyslexia.
During the
right.
season of Below Deck
right.
is fine, but I'm newly single, so who was the girl that knew
Whoa.
About that?
Whoa.
So who was the girl that knew about question. That yoga pose? Because you better be at the after party.
Who knew about yeah. the what?
My question was going to be single or taken, and Nico is single and ready to mingle.
And so is my
guys.
Brother Josh. Josh, stand up right for me, baby.
Stand up, Josh.
Josh, stand up.
The entourage is here tonight and here to stay.
Yeah, that guy.
Let
is.
Me
just
tell you
so
something.
You know, Josh no, his is mother too. Popped out five kids, and all
five
I could
boys.
Do was feel my vagina go, ow.
Mine too, girl.
Let me tell you something. When we met Nico in L.A., the ANTM X models were like, I'm not saying that to sound shady. I'm just saying that they were like on the show. Like Lisa D'Amato and Brittany. Remember Brittany? And there was like one other. They were all over.
Do you know
Nico.
How amazing
oh
it
God.
Was being the only faggot in that place who didn't know who the America's Next Top Model girls were? They hated me. And that girl, she's
you.
Like, no, she didn't. I was like, let me get your number so I can see where Nico is later. And she's like, ugh. So we texted. What's that girl's name? The real tall
Brittany.
One.
Yeah,
that was Brittany.
Party.
Brittany. And she wrote me, hey, let's go to Ralph's and get some ham sandwiches. I was like, you know what,
I
bitch?
I was not with her. I'll put that out right now.
No, I laughed. I was like, that girl's got a sense of humor, and she also understands my taste. My point is, I was glad to get to know them that night.
Have you been to the Wiener Circle yet in Lakeview?
The what?
The Wiener Circle? Who knows about that?
What's Lakeview?
You like ham. Wait till you go to the Wiener Circle.
Oh, that's here
Who's
in Chicago?
Who's had the famous milkshake?
What's the Wiener Circle?
Yeah!
Or the Wiener Circle?
The Wiener Circle asked for the
You know what they
milkshake?
Say about my milkshake, right? It brings all the boys to the yard.
You don't even know.
I will have. Wait. How late is
or
the?
Is
how late is this
milkshake,
milkshake place open? I want one.
I'm sorry. She's
all night.
Me there.
I want right. a milkshake.
Oh, I drank
oh.
every sip of
Thank
it.
Listen,
you.
Nothing
because
has gotten the crowd more riled up than
this
talk
this.
Of these milkshakes. We have people standing up.
Chocolate shake. She
That's
wants
my
a chocolate
favorite
shake.
In every sense of the word.
Just saying.
Hey,
you better
we will not
oh, wait.
Do this in my house. We are going to focus.
All right. Let's ask.
I don't understand the rainbow array of crayons. Up
we
here.
Are homosexuals. Get
you don't understand.
Those are Sharpies, not crayons.
Because Aileen.
You need to go back to Dale's if you don't understand
Aileen
that.
Will bring us shit just to like.
You guys, I just found out that Hugh Hefner just died. It just
no,
came
you
up.
Did not.
It just came up on my
no.
phone.
No,
are
you kidding me?
Hugh Hefner
Why?
Just died.
Who does that?
Who does that?
Dude. Save it for
wait.
A train concert.
Hold on.
I want to make sure. I wanted to be fresh.
Well,
Everybody's
thanks,
gone.
Ben.
But I will say this. It's
fucking
Facebook
pandemonium now.
Facebook
yeah.
Live.
Facebook Live just made major sad face. Yeah. No,
Chicago.
He
is a Chicago
when
native.
When I used to model in Chicago.
This is like when Jessica Tandy died and they announced on the Emmys.
I turned down Playboy.
Chaos.
They
is it
wanted
true?
Me
Can
to
you
do
verify?
It.
It's verified.
Why'd you turn down Playboy?
My grandmother was still alive.
All right. Let's get back on track.
Okay. You want to see my tits?
Well, I'll see your tits.
Okay. Now.
All right. Wait. Let's ask Nico some Below Deck questions.
Yes.
Okay?
Nico.
So Below Deck, what exactly does it look like?
It's a premise basically about.
A premise?
Get below your deck.
Tell us about
I'm just
Chris.
Saying, I got a deck. It's I mean, a deck. D-E-C-K. Not
yes.
Like that.
Wait, so tell us about Chris Brown, because he seems...
Ogre.
He's like, whoa, dude. It's like a yacht, and there's, like, tequila on the board. Like, I'm really good with tequila, man. Like,
yeah.
Bro.
Like, I was in Finding Nemo, and, like, I'm, like, 500 years old, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm like a turtle in Finding Nemo, bro.
Oh, my
like,
God.
So that dude
really good looking.
Oh, my
what?
God.
So
what?
Was Chris Brown, was he as sort of like lazy as he seems on the show?
I think most of that crew was as lazy as they were on the show.
But how do you guys do that? Like, normally you'll have two or three lazies.
They slip them cocaine.
Is what happened.
But you didn't fail, right? The boat only crashed. I mean, it's already crashed.
I was above that shit. And I was like, this is not happening in my house. Let's fucking do this.
Oh, my God. Did you go home?
Sleep in, go home.
How do you, what do you think about Bruno?
Well, obviously he's great looking, but
yes.
He needs to stop bitching.
Yeah.
Hey,
he's
Bruno.
Tired though.
Let's
he's
stop
tired.
Everybody, and let's be adults here.
Yeah, cry at home.
Oh my Did God, he would never make it on Real Housewives of Dallas if he wants adults.
No, yeah.
Oh, he would make it on Real Housewives. Everything you say to him, you'd be like, "Did you say that about my marriage?" And he'd be like, "I'm tired. It's your fault. I'm so sad. Why
so
you
how
do
does
that to me?"
How does this season?
Yeah, but they never confront me. So,
How does this season of Below Deck compare to your first season?
Completely different. Obviously, the first season, everything is like, "Oh, hi, cool, yeah, whatever. I'm here at work." And the second season, I kind of took more seriously because in the off season, I got a lot more experience.
Right.
So.
But also, don't you feel like it's like Vanderpump Rules, where at first they're all waiters, like, actually being taped, right?
Yeah.
And then as it goes on, it's just like dumb hoes from Kentucky, like, insta-DMing people.
Yeah.
And granted, that hoe became a wonderful, one of my favorite Bravo stars, so I ain't dissing that. But are these? Do you think these people are, like, actually trying to get on the show? Is it that kind of casting?
It's not like that, because everyone actually does want to be in yachting, but at the same time, if they're inspired to be a dumbass or lazy, then you should get the fuck out of here.
I know, but Chris, like, doesn't seem to understand that he's even doing anything wrong. He's so cute. Okay, so on Twitter, he was
he's
like,
"He's so cute."
Hey,
okay,
he
Ronnie has a focus. There's a
cute
penis, and it needs to be sucked.
That guy is cute. Okay, here's
number.
Why now. Here's why now. No, I don't want to call him. Oh my God.
You want to DM him?
No.
Yeah, you.
Really?
I already got the Twitter
buy him a
ass.
Drink?
No,
yeah.
Gross.
He posted. Did you guys see Chris Brown? Chris Brown. By the way, for those people
guys,
who are not
his
watching,
name is
Blow
I'm
Deck,
Chris Brown 7.
But not. The,
I mean,
not
you're
the
a number 7.
He's not the singer Chris Brown. He's the deckhand
but
Chris Brown.
Six other people took. I'm a Chris Brown. Six.
Well,
who
is
it?
Careful there. Careful
keep your bullets
there
in your gun, young lady. She said
more
he's an alcoholic.
Drinks, you're an
alcoholic. Leanne, would you ever go on Below Deck?
You know, they asked me to go on Below Deck. They actually tried to get me to go on Below Deck. And
but as a guest, yeah. We have to specify.
Yeah, as a guest.
As a
but
guest,
they,
as a guest.
It was like a ridiculous amount of money. And I just kind of was like,
babe,
I don't need
a
vacation that bad. I've got a backyard.
Oh, this is Nico's brother.
Woo-hoo!
Coming up on stage.
Josh Shawley here, everybody. Crash the stage.
I know. They really should not be that hot. It's not fair.
Love you.
Leanne, were you friends with Cameron before the show began?
I was not. You know, the interesting thing about Cameron was, and I love this, so we ended season one, and then all of a sudden, Carrie and Stephanie start taking Cameron. Oh, my God. Seriously, you two, stop it.
Sorry.
So get a room. So Cameron, so Stephanie and Carrie start taking Cameron to lunch, and of course they have to Instagram every moment they take her to lunch. This is well before Cameron signed the contract, but that was because she was interviewing for the show. And so, like, Brandy was calling me every time they took a picture. They're totally turning her against us. And I'm like, who the fuck cares? Like, seriously, like, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be me on the show, and I don't care if somebody hates me or likes me. I'm still fucking here.
Girl.
I'm sorry, but I love your southern accent.
You're so cute.
She's a carny, damn it.
Yeah. Like,
one of the reasons I like the biggest loudmouths of Bravo is because I'm a big loudmouth of nowhere, okay?
You really kind of
And I love it.
I love
and
your loudmouth.
You got to just do what you do, and then people, like, look at this. I should never have been able to find
such
a beautiful, hilarious person.
But
he loves you.
I'm gonna
but
cry.
You know
never.
What? He loves you.
You have a Deandra. You have a Rich. Like,
yeah. But you know what? I have a Cameron. I have a Cameron, too.
And look,
it's like
God,
these two girls down
so
here in the
hot.
Front row who are looking at their purses.
You know?
They're wearing No. They're wearing these shirts. One shirt says, I'm the Ben to her Ronnie. And her shirt says, I'm the Ronnie to her
Ben. It's so cute. Aren't they
That's
cute?
I didn't notice the faces.
You guys, we have to wrap up our show.
Why?
Okay.
No.
I know, we've already been. I know, boo.
Let me ask Siri. Siri, what time is it?
You want some Prosecco? There's
You're a
straw.
Cunt. All right.
I don't need a straw. I know how to suck without a straw.
I love you, Mom. Rich's job?
You guys.
Did you see my ring?
You know what? That's what we're going to do. Hold on. Wait.
Whoa.
I'm so sorry. Here, use mine.
Okay. Before
Uh-oh.
We end.
Uh-oh.
All right,
no.
We're going to have. It's 10:35.
Ronnie's
what time
going
did
out.
This start? 9:15.
We started at 9. Well, let's do like
three
questions.
Okay.
Go, Ronnie.
From the audience.
Go, Ronnie. Raise your hand if you got a question.
All right,
seriously.
She's got a question.
Really got to raise your hand faster.
All right, Leanne.
What's your name?
Maribel Moorwacker.
Let's do it.
Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Welcome.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, wait, from Oklahoma.
Leanne,
I'm in trouble.
Do you have an actual job or are you just a philanthropist?
So let me tell y'all. Sure.
She wasn't saying it in a shady way. It's not
That's
a shady.
A good question. Okay. That's a good question. That's a good question.
She wasn't
that is throwing a good
shade.
Question. That we is a good question. That's not insulting. That is a
Hold
good
up.
Question.
It wasn't
Hold
shady.
Up.
We
Hold
saw it wasn't.
That
Hold
is a good
up.
Question. That's
Hold
a good
up.
Question.
Hold
Mimicker.
Up. Let me help
Mimicker.
Your ass out.
Don't
what?
Shame her. That's a good question. That's a good question.
Okay. So what is Brandy's job? Oh, no. I know. I got you. I got you, boo. I'm just going to say, Brandy's job is spreading her
it's
legs.
It's like the deaf comedy
Stephanie's
jam.
Job. Spreading her legs. So let me tell you how I make a living. So when they were babies, I don't know what the fuck they were doing, sucking dick. I was doing movies. I've been in movies with, I played Faye Dunaway's daughter. I've been Sandra Bullock's pageant contestant. I still get checks, like, years later, people. I got a check this week for, like, $20,000 from a movie I did, like, 20 fucking years ago. So I'm good. I don't need no money.
Miss Incongeniality.
My job is being a smartass.
Oh, yes. Give it to him. Here comes our next question. Hello. Hi.
Hi, everybody. My name is Brendan.
Hi.
I'm from Michigan.
Wait, what's your name?
Yay.
What's your name? What's your name again?
My name is Brendan.
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 Okay. Who are the boys from the Roundup who sucked Mark's dick?
Oh.
Hold on. Yeah. Before you even answer that, I would like to say as a card-carrying Fajita Burrito, if you get your dick sucked by a gay man, normally that is kept private.
Yeah.
That's actually true. That's true.
So I
All of you listen to me. That is why we get to suck them. Do not be... This is like HIPAA for blowjobs.
It
Do
is.
Not just be...
It is. So I am actually not at liberty to say, unfortunately, because some of them have been served at their places of business. So
served. I'll bet they got served.
I don't want to get them in trouble, so I'm going to refrain.
Okay.
One more
question. Oh, right there. By the way, sorry people on the second floor. We're sorry. There's stairs. It's
oh
hard.
God.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. Ben and Ronnie, I hope you're coming to Boys Town after this.
Wait.
Where that at?
What? I can't hear her. She's talking.
Is that here or
Stephanie.
Pete Town?
All right, wait.
What?
That's in like.
Boys Town.
She said we
in
she
Chicago?
Go to Boys Town.
Girl,
are we going to
look around?
What's it called?
Boy.
Sidetrack.
It's so hot here, and there's less of them, you know?
So sidetracks.
I went to sidetracks once.
Sidetracks.
Where are Michael and Jake?
Okay.
Michael and Jake, where are you guys?
Ready? Let's do it.
Okay. I'm a little nervous now.
But you got to really talk up.
Yeah, you see, Taylor will make you nervous.
My question is for Nico.
Yay.
So, besides for the very small rooms, is there any other fun places to hook up on the boat?
Oh, yeah, Nico.
Nico.
Let me answer this without saying too much. So,
ooh, I like it. Do it while you
on
pace.
On boats that I've worked with. No, no, I have a lot of examples. I just want to give a good example. So on boats that I've been on previously from. Okay. What's that?
Look how cute
Nico
is.
So on boats that I've worked on previously before. My cabin, the bilge, the bosun's locker,
the bunny
guest
deck.
Guest cabins, but Captain didn't know about
Holy
it.
Holy crap, no wonder that place smells like sperm and Old Spice.
And then he slept in there and
like
actually enjoyed it.
Like Stephanie's new house.
There's a lot of places.
No, don't get stopped. Keep going. Don't get stopped by the commentary. Was there a locker room?
The galley.
The galley. Steam room. Oh, well, the steam room. Yeah, that's a classic.
We were cleaning that.
What?
They were cleaning that.
Basically.
No steam room is ever clean. The steam cleans it.
That entire yacht has been desecrated. That entire
yacht
has been
desecrated. You guys, this has been a belligerent live show.
What a belligerent, crazy mess. Thank you to everyone who's shown up.
Chicago has been amazing.
Thank you.